And this was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, too. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents with Brian and Luke, and Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke.
Yeah. And
who's going to drive me home tonight?
We don't
probably
know
me,
yet.
Because I'm home already.
Well, hopefully you. Already. If you got to go on this little journey down to south of the border in Illinois to get a new transmission.
Oh, I got a better quote than I was quoted. That's nice.
That's good.
So I'm basically weighing my options between a new car and a new transmission. So
that's tough, man. That's tough.
Luckily, I just got my credit score up to and cleared out a bunch of credits so that I can just clog it right up again. Good job, everybody.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah. It feels like our battle with climate change.
Yeah.
It's just never going to end.
It's never going to end. And
it's
Joe.
It's going to be something.
Joe from Edison, you were leading into an excellent point. And I hated to cut you off there, but we had to get to the commercial break. But the
but
second
she's
article,
on our wavelength. She's on our wavelength. Yeah, and I really like that.
She got I don't know if she's listening in to show prep or what, Brian, but Joe from Edison, she's. She follows along really well with what we're trying to do with each and every show. So the other Atlantic article that we wanted to dive into on this great show before it's over, again, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, and we wanted to talk about the one updated after Thursday when we got some framework news for the most recent somewhat agreement, a plan for a plan kind of thing, that Senate Democrats, Democratic caucuses, both progressive and moderate, more centralist Democrats in the House want to get behind. And so, again, Robinson Meyer over at The Atlantic, Biden's amazing, disappointing climate triumph.
And so yay!
Yay, question mark? So really what it comes down to is what the author wants to talk about is notably this framework at its very least is its size. So it seems like the Joe Manchins and Kristen Sinemas and Josh Gottheimers in the House, those individuals that wanted to kind of slim back down from the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure, human infrastructure legislation that we were going to potentially have passed when it was initially proposed, it's been whittled down from about $3.5 trillion down to somewhere maybe around 1.7 trillion. We're still kind of waiting to hear. Biden had to go on his international trip, and so they're still kind of working out some of the kinks in Congress. But one of the things notably about climate in this soft infrastructure bill is the amount of spending that is still going to occur on climate compared from what it was originally introduced to the framework that was agreed upon on Thursday.
And some is better than none.
Well, in fact, initially in the $3.5 trillion, they were planning on spending about $600 billion on climate initiatives in the Build Back Better agenda. So $600 billion out of the $3.5 trillion. Now that it's been whittled down to about $1.75 trillion, excuse me, it still makes up $555 billion towards climate initiatives in the Build Back Better proposal. So even though we had this great huge piece of legislation that's been slowly whittled down, the aspect of climate is still a core piece of it.
There.
Yes, it's only lost about $45 billion from when it started on the cutting room floor to where we are now. So I think it's important to know that the clean electricity program, the $150 billion program, again, $150 billion in the scheme of $3.5 trillion is not a lot of money. But it was what one of the sticking points for Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, and it got axed out of there. Instead of just throwing that $150 billion out, the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress retook that $150 billion and put it back into their what they wanted to do, but just address climate in different ways with that $150 billion. So even though we're not getting the clean energy program as it initially was, and it's still something that we could strive for and encourage your lawmakers to pass, everybody listening to this great show, if you think that climate's important and you want to see some action taken on it, the clean energy clean electricity program is still one of the best ways to incentivize utilities around the country to be go towards renewable energies, and it pretty much just gives them money to speed up that process. And as exactly what I'm sure the coal industry received back when we were burning whale blubber in lamps. Like, federal incentives and tax subsidies have always been given to industries when we want to move towards those, and it's just something that we need to do for the renewable sector now.
Oh, we got a coal plant right here in Oak Creek. I can see the smokestacks right out from my backyard, man.
Yeah, I mean,
interesting to see.
I grew up going to high school. I went to high school in Oak Creek, Brian. Yeah, I'm aware of those smokestacks very, very well. So, essentially, what Meyer gets down to in this piece is, now is this aggressive action enough? As ever with climate change, answering that question to satisfaction would require a PhD in medical engineering, world history, and moral philosophy. The United States is responsible for a quarter of all greenhouse gas emissions since 1751, which is slightly more than Europe and twice as much as China. It still emits more than 10% of global climate pollution each year, and it's the world's largest producer of oil and natural gas. More important, it has nudged, prodded, and sometimes pile-drove the rest of the world into accepting the vision of modern affluence to development itself that drips with oil. And so we don't really have a whole lot of time, Brian, here. An hour goes quick on dueling tangents, so I'm not going to dive too much more into the piece. But it essentially gets to the point that there are a lot of things that need to be done on climate here in America and globally. And one thing's not going to be able to do it all, but we really need to start seeing some action. And so this Build Back Better will invest $555 billion into addressing the climate problem, but we can still do more. And that includes the clean electricity program.
Yeah. And like I say, we got to do something. And yes, there's going to be people who are at fault. And yes, there are going to be people who are going to have to bear the burden of it. And yes, there are going to be people that are going to be screwed over by it. But humanity is really important, too. And you're not going to have anything to argue over if there's no planet to argue over. So we kind of need to go and do that. If there's poop in the water, right? If there's poop in your water well, it doesn't matter who put it there. You got to get rid of the poop in your water before you can worry about who did it. You know, let's stop complaining about what happened. And let's figure out what to do to fix it. And things like, you know, let's say maybe you don't want to do this infrastructure that way. Maybe instead of investing so many billion dollars into one giant company like Foxconn, we invest it into a whole bunch of entrepreneurs to go and do some energy startups to figure out how to go and have clean burning energy in the future. Could you imagine planting a whole bunch of entrepreneurs, you know, 60, 70, maybe 100 different ones that, you know, incentivize clean burning something? I don't know. It's a better shot than throwing away a bunch of money on people who are never going to pay it back and never, ever, 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 ever going to, you know, get money back on that investment.
I was saying, it might have been a better gamble than the company we decided to do business with that had a really sketchy track record, and we still haven't seen anything. They committed $100 million to the UW system to put investments or endowments into grants and stuff through the UW system, and I think Foxconn's given like 7 million out of the 100 million. I don't even know what it is, everyone. Like less than a percent, so I don't even think it's that. It's 700,000 maybe.
If you think the Biden administration or the Democrats have dumb ideas how to fix climate change, well, someone's gonna have to do it, so come up with a better idea and fix it. So call your people, call everybody, and figure out something, because we can't just do it. We can't just sit here and go, well, there's poop in our water. Are we going to stare at it?
We are dueling tangents with Luke and Brian. We will agree not to stare at the poop. We're going to address these problems. Keep talking about them every day from 2 to 3 p.m. Feel free to join us tomorrow. Yeah, very earthy. Brian's going to go figure out his new set of wheels maybe. So Devil's Advocates are up next, and we appreciate you tuning in today.